Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Deeza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to a bonus Amiibo interlude. Hi everyone, welcome to not quite a full episode of Afrikalypso, but like a bonus episode.
So why is it a bonus episode?
Oh yeah, okay, so the funniest thing happened. We finished recording that episode, I feel like it was like 3 weeks ago at this point, and I took my laptop to Nigeria and it stopped working.
Wait, really? It stopped working in Nigeria?
It stopped working in Nigeria. I don't know
as
what it
did
is.
Did you plug it in and then it like fried? Oof. As in, what happened?
Who even knows? Because like, I was like, I'm off work for a week. I'm in Nigeria. Oh. I'm going to edit this podcast. So it was in my bag for like the first maybe 4 days. And then I brought it out to edit the episode and it just wouldn't start. But spoiler alert, guys. Nigeria is hot.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Boiling. So I don't know.
But do you remember how in the last episode I was like, oh, we should talk about how hot Nigeria was, but it's actually perfect that you went to Nigeria and came back and you experienced it.
The thing is, I think we didn't get to talk about it, but I did not know the extent of the heat.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they meant like normal Nigerian heat.
No.
But I didn't take note of the fact that Nigerians in Nigeria are complaining about the heat and they are in heat most of the year. So like, obviously it's an extreme heat.
Wait, what was the temperature? Like, did you check
like on some days, I feel like it was like 37, feels like 42.
Ew, 42?
Yeah, like no, it honestly was hot. And then like NEPA wasn't bringing lights. Like the
oh my,
light.
Sorry, was, speaking like, of trust NEPA, did you guys see that National Grid has failed again?
I don't even keep track because they're always saying it's failing and I don't really know what that
did means.
Did
you see the whole band A, band B, band C thing?
I've been hearing about it, but I didn't really understand what that meant.
Apparently it's a made-up thing. Because like you were saying that all the people in band A technically get like 20 hours of electricity. But everybody's
okay,
like,
but then why would
body
they put some people in band A and then some people
then,
in
B? But then they're like, oh, well, band A people pay more. But literally people that they said that are in band A zone are not getting the 20 hours of electricity. Like, dude, so it's like they literally are just like making up zones and like just trying to justify their madness. And then that's how the Minister of Power, or was it Minister of Power? Yeah, he was like, oh, that people should be unplugging their freezers.
No, that's a country that is not serious.
Like, honestly, Nigeria is truly, I don't know. Anyway, sorry, back to your laptop, Ohala.
Yeah, but I actually feel like somehow it has to be correlated. Like, I feel like the heat, because I was carrying it around too with the intent that, okay, I'm going to edit. Okay, if I go somewhere, like I went to my auntie's house, I said I was going to edit there, but I didn't get to edit there. So it was like entering the heat as well. So my theory is that the heat broke something in my laptop. So anyways.
You know your laptop being used to soft life?
Yes, no. This is a Canadian laptop.
I'm
not used to struggle.
Please.
But yeah, but Nigeria was good otherwise. In summary, Sha, we're recording this bonus episode to give you guys a more up-to-date episode and also explain why like those topics might be a little dated as well. But yeah, how are you guys doing though? Hadiza and Imama?
Y'all don't even know. The craziest thing happened today.
Ah, what happened?
So I was chilling by myself by 6 p.m.
Sorry, I really like Hadiza. I like the way you tell stories.
No, seriously, because that's how it feels. That's when I play back in my memories, that's how it feels. So I was chilling by 6, and then you know, at home. You know, when you close your laptop, when you're done for the day, you close your laptop, right? But today, for some reason, I closed it only halfway. Like it was, I thought I closed it completely, but you know, it's like the charger was in between it, so it wasn't closed all the way. Ooh, I had tintin, like a Teams call notification, like as in a Teams call has started. I said, it's 6:15.
After hours?
Yeah, I was like, it's 6:15. I shouldn't be on any team call. Maybe it's a scam thing. I opened it. I saw HR had joined the, so HR started the meeting. I said, I said, okay, let me see what's going on. I checked my Teams. I saw, you know, they sent an invite, but I hadn't accepted, of course. For 6, that's time I heard the Teams call. I was like, what the heck is going on? Then see, basically the oga of our department, the oga's oga was the one who set the meeting. I had the whole team on the meeting except our oga, basically. I said, what is going on? I know.
I feel like they fired the oga. Go ahead.
But then, so when we now joined the team call, he said, you know, that our oga is leaving, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and it was kind of sudden, and, you know, he just wanted to let everyone know, and like,
could
literally
it not be like 9 a.m. tomorrow?
Even our director was on the call. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, nobody knew. It's like nobody knew. Do you get? I say, is an apocalypse happening or something? Like, is this guy okay? Because he's leaving. And then because I checked the people who were invited to that meeting. I didn't see him, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, this meeting is going to be about this guy. Do you get? And then, it was crazy. And like, literally, it's like nobody on the team knew, because even our director, who's closest to him, was invited to that meeting, and it appeared like, you know, his oga was telling us for the first time, or telling everybody for the first time.
Did he leave, or was he let go of?
So it's like he's leaving, because that's what the oga said. So I'll take it like that. I don't know if they let him go.
It feels like he was let go of, because especially at 6 p.m. like, it's like, surely you could have waited till 9 a.m. tomorrow or something.
But
like,
then,
it feels like an urgent let us.
But then he's still online, so that is, he's still going to be around for the next couple of days.
Oh my gosh, then why so dramatic?
Exactly.
I don't know. He said, oh, he's going to be around to let people, you know, his closest to know, you know, maybe have a quick conversation with them or something like that.
This is actually so strange.
So yeah, I was like, okay, so do you get, like, why the allowance? it was quite crazy, but yeah. So that happened, and I was like, okay, so I have one project with him that is due in a month. So I said, does that mean that
that's cancelled?
That one is over for me. I don't have to submit it. But anyway, so that was my day, I guess, leading up to this call. How about you guys?
Wow, what an interesting day.
What a day. Omo, if I see HR invite me to a meeting, I already start crying. Because the amount of like layoff videos I've seen on TikTok is actually crazy.
Yeah, but anyways, my heart will definitely start jumping.
Imama.
My day has been good. My week has been good. I went kickboxing today, which was nice. I've been more consistent with my kickboxing, and yeah.
It was nice. How's that?
It's really nice. I really enjoy it. Like, I feel like, so typically sometimes when I start, like, I start off tired. I guess, like, if I don't really have a lot of energy during the day and I'm just like, oh, let me just go, I start off tired. But the reason why I really like it is because, like, as I go through it, I feel like there's something about, like, punching that it's like you feel the need to just, like, exert power. Like, and I feel like because of that, it's like it gets me excited to, like, just keep punching and going, and then I now start having, like, more and more energy. So it's like,
she's something of a big bro fighter.
Hope you're not imagining somebody at the under end.
No, but I'm not even imagining anybody. But it's just like, it's like a release, and I don't know what I'm releasing, because I'm not a person that holds anger inside my chest or anything like that. It's like, you know how people, like, go to those places like smash plates, which I actually really want to go one day, but like, it's like, I've never felt the need to do any of those things. I don't really feel the need for, like, a release. But, like, whenever I start kickboxing, it just feels like a release, and it just feels really nice. So, yeah, I really enjoy it. And I guess it's kind of like a full body workout, because you're punching and you're also kicking. And
question, what got you into it?
So I used to do taekwondo when I was a lot younger, like, really young. My dad put us in taekwondo. I got up to, like, junior black belt. So I've always kind of enjoyed, like, martial arts stuff. And then in uni, I joined this, like, martial arts gym, but then it got too expensive, and obviously I was a student, so I stopped. And after uni, I just was looking for, like, ways to, like, work out. And I really love, like, weightlifting, but I don't like cardio. Like, I don't like walking on, like, the treadmill and stuff like that. I like walks, though, like, outside walks, but obviously it's Canada, it's not always warm. So I was looking for, like, ways to, like, do cardio. And then I was like, you know what? I really enjoy martial arts. Let me kind of get back into a form of it. And then I found kickboxing and I really liked it. So kickboxing is kind of like my cardio in a way. And yeah, that's how I got into it. But yeah, so I went for that today and it was really nice, and then came back home, and yeah, so my day was good. But well, speaking of Gidigbo, you know, I thought Gidigbo was like a common thing that everybody knew. But the other day I was talking to my friends about something and nobody knew what Gidigbo was.
Your friends, Nigerians?
Yeah, like, I mean, it doesn't matter, like, essay them.
Okay.
I was going to, like, try to quote them, but I don't, like, literally doesn't matter. But yeah, essay them, like, to be, like, we're having a conversation, and, like, I was like, oh, like, this fight is, like, Gidigbo, and they didn't know what it was. And then I stood up to try to show them what it was, and they literally were like, bro, I look so foolish.
Interesting. But, Hadiza, do you know what Gidigbo is?
Nope.
Well, okay.
I guess.
There we are.
You don't know what Gidigbo is. But...
Huh. Was that a self thing?
No, it's an actual thing.
Yeah, but like, do we know the this
commonality
somehow because we went?
Maybe.
Because that's the only commonality there. But yeah, that's interesting for sure. I'll be good as well. I just came back.
How are you?
Thanks for asking.
How was your trip?
Which one?
The one to Nigeria.
Oh, well, yeah, that was good. Cool. Yeah, no, because I just came back from Toronto, Ashake's concert, right? And I wanted to talk about that. The Free Nigeria. Nigeria was good. It was hot. I feel like I really enjoyed it. But then the heat made me count down the days to come back to the cold. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. I think that was one of my most interesting Nigerian experiences, because I think that it made me realize if you want to live a very comfortable life in Nigeria, like, it is very expensive, and it's getting even more expensive now. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like even the average people that can generally afford things are also being pushed out of comfort too, in a way, because like diesel prices are ridiculous, and like running your gen for like hours on end is quite expensive too. So anyways, yeah, so people are being priced out of things. Prices have gone up astronomically. It's ridiculous. It's like every single person you talk to, like, I feel like the topic of conversation was always this thing that I bought like half the price 2 months ago and stuff like that. So like everyone you meet is talking about the prices and stuff. So yeah, Nigeria is just, it's interesting right now. But it felt good because when I was in Nigeria, the exchange rate, it was like right before the exchange rate started plummeting. Like, it started plummeting while I was there, but I got to exchange money initially when it was still like around that 1,000. So like, I was balling like a baller.
I'm screaming. Oh, did you end up going to Knock like you wanted?
Yeah, I did. I went to Knock.
What's Knock?
It's a restaurant. I also realized that, Heike, before I was wondering why I was working and I was slaving away, but it was in Nigeria that I realized that, high key, there's a reason to work. You can enjoy your money in Nigeria, is what I mean. There's so many ways to enjoy your money, and I'm just like, high key, like, I want to be able to live a luxurious life like this. But I can't really do that in CAD because like things are really expensive and my money just goes longer in
Nigeria.
Like, it stretches further in Nigeria anyways. But it was a good time all in all. But then this weekend, like the weekend that just passed, I went for Ashake's concert, and it was so funny because before I went, the last month I've been saying Ashake is dreaming, because initially the prices were crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Mid-level tickets were like going for $240.
Yeah, like, and floor tickets were like $300 and something. Like, that was insane. Like, that was actually madness.
And they started promoting the concert in February too. So it was just like, who advised this man?
Yeah, his promoters did not do well, apparently.
My own is, I'm mad because his real fans were now at the back, but his fake fans that paid tickets $80 floor last minute were now in front.
I think the floor tickets went for $80 last
minute. No, they didn't. So last minute, they were still like, like, they were like, so I was meant to go, but like, I was very, very adamant on the fact that I'm not spending $100 to see Ashake. Like, I really, really love Ashake, but I don't want to spend $100. So I kept checking for like tickets, and I around like 6 or 5.
On like, the day of the concert.
On the day of the concert. Like, tickets are like the 300 sections were $80. But then the crazy thing was like around like 6 or like 7, they went back to like 90, 90, 100. So I don't know. It was very strange.
That means they did get to 80, though.
No, no. So it got to 80 for like 1 hour or something.
No, but the 300s, not the floor ticket. Oh, yeah,
the 300s, not the floor tickets. The floor tickets, I don't think the floor tickets ever got to 80.
Because the floor was full, right? Like,
the floor was not full.
It looked full from where I was, like no, when he was performing.
I was in the hundreds and I saw it. Like when he was performing, I think what had happened is like there were empty seats, but once he started performing, people started moving from like the upper floors to letting people in
for free. That's what I heard.
Because
like apparently it wasn't full and they wanted it to be like fuller.
It wasn't.
Yeah, they said they wanted it to be like fuller, so they were like letting some people in for free. I don't know how true that is though. So
yeah, because it was like like 5 minutes before that stadium was half empty. Then I blinked and it was suddenly full once it started. And I'm like,
Hadiza said, I wonder if they're going to pack us, because I and Hadiza were texting, because initially we arrived at the time like the concert was actually meant to start. He came out really late, but that's another thing. So at the 8 o'clock that they said the concert was meant to start, we looked around and we're like, ah. There's still space, so like, what's going to happen here?
Like, we're not even one quarter full.
There was lots, yeah. And honestly, eventually, like, filled up, because they might have actually let people in. But right before he came out, I saw people coming downstairs from that those 300 levels.
Mm.
So, like, people filled out the empty seats, downstairs. But I was like, is this concert really going to happen? Like, is he going to come out with a half-empty arena like this and stuff? But he now ended up coming out at like 10 o'clock,
and to be very honest, right, like I love Ashak and I love Afrobeat forever, but that's the reason why I do not want to spend $100, because it's just so disrespectful. It's like I feel like if I was going for like any other concert, like except maybe like Lauryn Hill, but if I was going for like
I'm screaming
any other concert, like it's like they would come out, like it's like I would get my money's worth, because they're coming out sometime and they're performing for like 2-3 hours. But for you to come out at 10 o'clock after being there from like 7-8,
yeah,
that is just so annoying.
I want to get your experience, because for me it's like I hear that, but like the 1 hour or so that he did perform, I won't lie, I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. I would go back to an Asake concert. I feel like this concert in general was kind of a write-off, even though I paid $170, but like it was kind of a write-off, because I already knew that honestly it was poorly planned. I kind of expected what happened. Like when he came out at 10, I was like, one or two things, like he's going to perform longer, because those arenas give them times to be off stage, and like I think there's penalties if they don't go off stage. And I'm like, he has already lost money in like seat sales, you know, so like why would you also want to pay the penalty? So I don't know why, but somewhere up in my head I kind of knew when he came out at like past 10 that he wasn't going to perform for long. So I kind of already accepted that, and I think that the performance he put on was good. There were some songs that I feel like he should have performed as well, but like I saw the memes after, people saying it wasn't good, and I was like, I don't know about that. I had fun. But yeah, Hadiza is a 0.1% fan, keep in mind. Keep in mind, but yes.
0.01, you mean?
Sorry.
0.1, sorry.
Not the correction.
Apologies.
No, 0.1%. Yeah.
She said, Hadiza
said they should have put her in front, because like, what is all this?
Now I was upset because it's like kind of like, okay, I mean, I paid for what I could afford, but I got his ticket immediately the thing came out, like that same day. Even though it was expensive, I just was like, okay, I'll just get the
Mama,
back.
Did you hear 0.01?
I mean,
why
sorry,
you surprised
sorry,
me?
I was just like, oh, you know, I can't afford front ticket and stuff. Otherwise, if I could afford it, I would have paid for front ticket. Because I was, yeah.
I didn't want her to be licking Ashake, actually.
No, not really, actually. But,
I'm joking.
But yeah, so, and then I saw the prices dropped, and it just kind of felt, it gave me what I felt for Beyonce concert in a way. I was like, like I don't know, feeling like kind of betrayed almost. Like I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I took it personally that the prices dropped. I was like, after I bought them, yeah. So it's like, yeah. Oh, the people who are like hardcore fans, you know, they're at the back, or like they got the shorter,
they're getting penalized for it.
Yeah, basically almost. And anyways, so that's one. Two, I mean, his performance was great. I was so happy to see him live. I was really happy to see him live, and I would see him perform again. I usually, like, I went for a Burna Boy's concert, and I'm like, I'm good for the next 5 years, maybe, unless somebody pays for my ticket for
Wait,
me.
Wait, you went for Burna's concert?
Yeah, I went earlier in the year, yeah. Wow. Yeah, so
Burna's Boy's, like, his performance was better than Burna Boy. I wasn't expecting that.
Right? I mean, I really like Asake, so I was expecting that he would blow me away because I like him. Do you get?
Okay, fair enough. But like, yeah. Wait, Masuda, did you see Asake's dancers? Yeah, I went for Burna Boy as well. Asake's but Hadiza went for Burna Boy.
So Burna Boy had props. He had stage props and all that stage set design. You know, he puts in effort into everything, do you get, equally. So his dancers were not that great, but his set was well put together. Asake had no set design.
Yeah, but I thought I appreciated the background visuals that Asake
Burna
had.
Boy also had background visuals on top of his set design.
No, I hear you, but like, it wasn't just about the props. Like, I appreciated the props and everything, but I felt like Asake puts on a better concert.
Asake is a performer, as in that's his.
I mean, his trait.
I'm screaming. I saw this thing where, because at some point, towards the end of the show, Asake just went like down on his knees and started screaming.
Yeah, I love that so much.
I'm screaming.
Okay, but I didn't know what was going on. To be very honest,
I loved it.
And after, some people were saying, oh, his theater art is coming out. And
no, then someone co-tweeted.
No, someone co-tweeted it and said, oh, Colossus entry, you know, they say that theater art.
It is theater art, y'all.
I think it was drugs.
No, it wasn't. Asake has been looking sober recently, so I don't know if that
is that sober to you?
You're looking sober, Hadiza. I don't
think
know about
he is looking
too.
Sober.
I think he looks the opposite of sober.
But yeah,
I think he looks sober. But I honestly didn't think, when he started screaming, I was like, this is amazing. That was my reaction.
That's 0.1 jumping out.
That was my
because
reaction.
I guess no matter what he does, Hadiza will be like, wow.
I don't think it's that.
So
I don't
wait,
think
Hadiza,
it's that.
You were not upset at the fact that he came out late?
No.
Or that he performed for a shorter time?
Yeah, kind of. I was sad that it ended quickly. You know, and it was unfortunate. You know what? It's interesting. What I felt for Asake was, I felt bad for him when the stadium was half full, you know, at 8 and or quarter full. So I think because I felt sorry for the state at which things were, I guess that kind of balanced out the 1 hour performance. I was like, okay, I already felt sorry for the dude. So the 1 hour performance didn't really enter me. And it was really good, so good that I was like, you know what, I would go see him again in a place where this wouldn't happen. Like, because I feel like the reason why all of this happened the way it happened is because it happened to be in Canada, and the way whoever organized it happened to organize it.
It's
the
organizers. I don't think it's Canada necessarily, because Burna Boy's
Canadian organizers
was,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's whoever organized it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Him specifically. Burna sold out, and like, the stadium I was in was in Montreal was like full. And Burna Boy released his tickets
before
those tickets in advance, and we didn't even buy it when it initially opened. So like, it was just better planned is what it is. And I understand you feeling like bad that he dropped the prices, but Hadiza, if he didn't drop the price, they would have canceled that concert, because until those prices dropped, the tickets were not selling.
I get it. No, I get it. I just think, so when you do early access stuff, early access usually is meant to be that. So things should have happened in the reverse. And I think it would have helped his market if things happened in the reverse, where the early bird tickets were actually low. Then
and
the early bird period is over.
Honestly,
and then people are like, shit. Oh my God. You know, people have bought the ticket like down, and then they feel pressured to buy it at whatever high prices are now left, versus starting off with high prices. Like, what they basically wasted the early bird, whatever promotion they were doing. There was no promotion. Like, I just was confused by what the early bird meant. Do you get? So I guess, you know, and like you said, it's all the promoters and whatever, whoever is doing the thing for him. So I kind of felt bad, because I was like, you know, Asake is an amazing artist and performer, and I feel like this is not a good look on him, like, coming to perform in Canada for the first time, etc. But I mean, I was still offended by the price, you know, reduction, but at the end of the day, as long as he's making money and he can continue to make music, that's all I care about, because
this is a real fan, though.
We need Ashake in this life. Seriously.
No, she said as long as he's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I barely see Hadiza stand for things like this, so I love to
what
see
you mean
it.
Barely?
No, like the way that you like you love the guy, you know?
It's not the guy, it's about the talent, the art form.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I don't think you usually have this reaction to a lot of things, is what I'm saying. Like the Beyonce thing, we were all excited together, and then when she now released the ticket, you're like, I beg.
Yeah, I was irritated by the Beyonce thing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but Ashake, you were like, nah, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, Ashake, Beyonce's own was annoying. Beyonce's own, yeah, Ashake, I made it happen. Yeah, Beyonce's own was annoying. I don't know why I was annoyed by Beyonce, but I was very annoyed.
I also got the early access like links or Abby code or whatever. Mm. And when we looked at it, we're like, this man is not serious.
Like, yeah.
Same, I also got the early access, what do you call it? One thing. And also
I guess we're not real fans.
That's okay. Should I'm not 0.1. Wait, what was I last year? I can't even remember. But I definitely was not 0.1%.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, we said this was going to be a really short episode. So we're almost at the end, but I don't think we can live without discussing Davido, because he has done it again.
Yet again. 5 days. I mean, is it 5 days to Chima's birthday? A few days to Chima.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chima's birthday is like a few days.
Yo. Okay. Imama, please, social media correspondent.
Please. I need posterity to show that this year I have reduced my Davido.
Okay, then how come you know then?
I just know. No, but
because Hadiza said she didn't really like follow it like that.
I just saw it and I'm like, what pajamas? Okay, I'm not reading this.
Okay, so what had happened was, and it's funny because the person that even posted the pajama stuff, I don't even think that's the person that was involved.
Yeah, she said she posted it in her group chat privately,
yeah,
and then
her
friend
kept
it.
So
friend? Not your friend, though. That's not your friend,
my dear. That's actually not her friend. But okay, so what happened was, at least this is the way I saw the order of things, and maybe I'm wrong, but somebody released a video of Davido literally falling to the ground, crying in strawberry pajamas. When I say strawberry, I mean it was like strawberry polka dots pajamas, a set like up and down. Oh my gosh, wait, actually, do you guys remember that video of that guy, like that, was it that waiter or somebody that like fell on the, like that, like knelt down when Davido came and was like, David, do you remember that video?
Yeah,
basically Davido, like, I'm like, bro, it's so funny because that guy had fallen on the ground, knelt down, like, you know, happy to see David, and now Davido and do the same thing. Like, it was just so, they said so that embarrassing.
They said that it would have even been better for them to release a video of Davido in an orgy. That video.
No, honestly, you guys, literally. So what happened was, this girl, so I guess like Davido's newest side chick, even though I guess she would not say she's a side chick, because according to her, she said that, she didn't know that he was married, that they've been friends for like 4 years.
I called Cap.
I mean, I don't even know. I don't know that I care. But she just said that, that like, you know, they've been friends for like 4+ years. And like, you know, she didn't know that he was married. And I guess like they've been having like a thing. I don't know if it's for all the 4 years or whatever. But I think she said that like she was a stylist. Or I don't know. She just works with him in some regard. And they've been having sexual relations as well. So she had sent this video to her group chat of Davido falling to the ground on his knees in polka dotted up and down pyjamas and like begging her for what? I don't know. It seems like it was
she said she won't give context.
Yeah, actually we won't know, but from the way that we decipher things, it could either be he was begging her for her to take him back, or he was begging her for like to sleep with her. I don't know. But
I thought he was begging her to not post.
He have been joking in that video?
Oh, he didn't.
How
did
that
see
the video?
No, I refuse to watch it, but I'm just
that he could not have been joking. There were basically tears that came out of his eyes.
Yeah, I don't think he was joking. Even when she released the video, she said that she posted it in her group chat as per this guy is being super dramatic.
Exactly.
So he wasn't joking.
He was not joking. Oh. He was being so serious. But I mean, I guess he could have been begging her to post this. But you know, I feel like whatever the context is, it is just still so embarrassing. And the crazy thing was that 5 days ago, he was like, oh my gosh, I'm hyped for my baby Chi's birthday coming up. And Chima's birthday is at the end of this month, April. Yeah, her birthday is at the end of April. So literally, Chima's birthday is coming up. And you know what's so funny? When he had posted that, oh, I'm very happy for like Chima's birthday, blah, blah, blah. Somebody had like quoted, oh, the best gift you can give to Chima is for you to stop cheating on her. And 5 days later, here we are.
Don't kill me.
Here we are. Like, it's actually just so embarrassing. Like, I don't even... it's not even embarrassing for David. It's embarrassing for Chioma. Because it's like, you know how girls are like, when I see my guy, like, you know, cheating on me or, like, talking to other girls, like, it's like, that hurts. But the worst thing is when you see him in, like, girls' DMs and the girls are airing him.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like that. Where it's like, okay, you've cheated, but now not only have you cheated, you have now gone on your knees to beg... and to plead the side chick for reasons that we don't know. Like, it is just so, bro, honestly, once again, I don't know, I guess we...
One thing that men will do is just embarrass you, Sha.
But also, Chioma, Sha, I don't even know anymore. Because...
But I saw this thing, like, 7 hours ago, she posted, like, Chioma on her Twitter, posted, FaceTiming with my baby, Davido. I love you for life, my baby. Like...
That's the thing. Like,
so... amidst all of this, she's still like,
but my sister, the thing is that when has she ever really left? I mean, she left once, I think.
No, but I feel like she's double downing. Like, there's one thing to be silent when all of this is going on, and there's another thing to be like, yeah, my man.
Oh my gosh, like, I don't even know. Maybe,
do you guys think they have some kind of arrangement? I feel like
maybe they do.
Maybe she just doesn't want to come out and say that, but they might.
I mean, they honestly might. Like, maybe it's like a mutual understanding at this point where it's like, but I feel like, I don't know. It must be a mutual understanding where it's like, I would do what I would do and you will be by my side regardless. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's possible.
Does she also get to have her own, you know, side thing?
Well, maybe we should invite Chema on the podcast to ask her.
It might not necessarily even be like that. It might be that, oh, I get this much or I get these. Like, you know, they would have had an agreement that she's satisfied with. So
like other perks.
Yeah, maybe. Never okay. know.
Would you that's crazy.
Like, that? Like, if it was financial, where it's like you get like a certain amount of money per like month. I'm not saying that this is Trauma's case, but I'm just saying, like, would you guys like go into an agreement where it's like you're getting like a certain amount of money and access for your man to like cheat on you from time to time, but like, you know, it won't really
not from time to time.
I mean, at this point
they said at the 6 month mark.
But it's so
they don't was make
like,
sure
oh, like what they call it, like they don't believe that she didn't know that he was married. And somebody was like, does Davido know that he's married? And I'm like, bro, that's a very important question though.
No, I don't believe that she didn't know, because the last girl, I think it was Anita also said that she didn't know he was married. And I'm like,
sure, maybe they actually don't know because
they're lying.
But how do you know? Maybe they actually just don't really care about like checking up on this guy. Because also, you know, Davido's wedding was not like anything that was like so big and like, oh my gosh,
like public.
Exactly, it wasn't so big and public. It was a very quiet ceremony that happened like after his son died.
Doesn't he post her like a lot?
I mean, maybe they just think he has a babe. Having a babe is different from marriage, though. And also, Davido does not post Chioma that much. He would tweet once in a while, my baby Chioma, but I don't know that he like posts her like, you know, every other
post. Wait, so actually, like I'm on his Instagram.
Exactly, he doesn't post Chioma like that. He might maybe post that on his story or like tweet from time to time, like, oh, my baby Chi. But like, other than that, my dear.
You guys, they have an arrangement. There is no way.
Okay, but,
because
okay,
I'm on
but what
Davido's...
if she has a kink, an embarrassment kink? People don't know. What's on that part?
And that might be the arrangement. Because I'm on his Instagram, because I just left her Twitter and like, almost all the videos, at least the recent ones, are her saying, I love you forever. Was a video of her kissing him and stuff like that. Like, her whole Twitter is almost like a love story to him. And then you go on his Instagram and I'm be scrolling. I haven't seen one single picture. So, like, honestly, she might not be lying, you know?
I don't think... I don't know that it's so far-fetched to think that, like, she didn't think he was married, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I think about it, you might be right.
But I don't know. Good luck to Chioma.
Okay, but you were asking us if we would
Would you guys do that? Like, if you're going to get like a certain amount and like certain access to things for you to be in a relationship where he would cheat on you from time to time. And I mean, typically, the plan is for it to not go public. But if it goes public, then so be it. Would you guys do it? Hadiza?
No.
Just like that.
Hadiza standing on business.
Hadiza, why? 100%. Let's say it was like 1M a month.
Hey, Mama, what do you mean by Hadiza? Why?
No, I'm just curious. Like, what was like a large sum a month?
I don't know that I'm interested in that engagement. Like, even if I'm getting 1 million a month, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't sound interesting to me.
Okay.
Besides, if I was getting 1 million a month, I would want to be dating other people.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like the arrangement on her end.
You're not allowed to date other people. Like, you just have to only be dating him.
So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
It won't work
like,
for you.
It doesn't make sense. Like, okay, because, I mean, you're giving me money and you're dating somebody. I'm, okay, I would imagine, first of all, this is a no, even whether I'm getting money or not. But let's imagine that I'm in the scenario where, you know, I'm getting money and I'm even considering it. I'd be getting 1 million. So I'd obviously been taking care of myself and stuff like that. And I'd be going out and getting attention. Like, I wouldn't want to be staying with you, a dreg who can't stay in one place. Do you get? I'd want to give my attention elsewhere. So,
maybe she has an exit strategy.
Matilda, would you do it?
No, I think that if I had an exit strategy, because the more Hadiza talked about it, the more I was like, huh, you know what? I feel like 1 million, okay, maybe 10 million for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. You are even greedy. Hey, Matilda.
No, like, but if I get 10 million for 5 years, I think I can retire.
5 years?
Yeah.
Matilda, you're actually greedy. This is actually what you need. No, I'm so sorry.
You mean,
no,
I'm greedy.
This is actually what
you mean. I'm greedy.
What do you mean 10 million?
10 okay, million? Maybe 3 years. And then I will retire.
$10 million per month for 3 years. Honestly,
don't like soccer players get something like that.
You're actually greedy. That's just all I can say about this. Because 1 year is 120 million. Like what? 120
yeah.
million.
So, no, so anyways, the point I'm trying to make is like,
you need to actually, you know what? Why am I even judging yourself? That is your
I don't know why you are making it seem like this is a normal situation.
It's not normal, but I just like, I'm like, 3 years to what do you call it, to bear continuous embarrassment where you've already like, you know, where you could have like cashed out like 120M in the first year.
Okay, that's why I reduced it from 5 years to 3 years. I don't know what you
Mama,
want.
Mama, so what you're saying, she should up her monthly, what she's receiving monthly, so she doesn't stay
that
long.
Mama is saying I'm greedy, like, why am I going for 3 years?
Because she is waiting, like, she's trying to accumulate 360 million before she actually, like,
no, but this is not a local embarrassment. This is worldwide.
Like, you know what? Fair. I guess that's the price of your worldwide embarrassment, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's fair. So each their own for
how about you? Since I'm greedy, apparently.
I feel like I would do it also if there was an exit plan, like you said. But I definitely don't think I can do it for more than a year. Even that year concept would maybe be like 6 months. Like, yeah, I think I can probably just do 1 month and X, to be honest. Because if I do 10 million for 1 month, I'm good. Like, 1 month, and I'm actually good. So I feel like I could do, like, 1 month, 1 to 6 months.
But I feel like you would be signing some kind of contract. I don't think
option. Contract. If they say that the minimum is, like, 1 year, then I'll do 1 year. But it's like, I'll do whatever the most.
Contract.
And now the contract, whatever the contract says.
As per...
No, so I'm saying, like, you know, if you are offered this contract of you get money and access to, like, you know, for them to cheat on you. So I'm saying that for me, I feel like for me, my thing will be the minimum amount of time on the contract. And it can only be 1 year. If it's more than 1 year, then I'm not doing.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Because also, I feel like for me, it's like, it will now also limit me, like, meeting somebody as well. Because it's like,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know that I want to be stuck in rubbish for 3 years. I don't mind being stuck in rubbish for 1 year, maybe even 1.5 years. But after that 1.5, even 1.5 is long. But to be stuck in rubbish for over 1.5 years just feels too... I don't know. I feel like I might not even become comfortable in that rubbish.
Mm, fair enough.
So let me not be comfortable.
One
let
and
me
a half
just
years is long.
I mean, I agree. 1.5 years is long. I feel like 1 year max.
Guys, I just want to update my answer in case people didn't understand. My answer was no. That what I was talking about was the hypothetical
situation. Yeah, we got you. I think you understand. We got you.
Well, I just have you been propositioned or something.
I'm different from
just
this
in case. No, it's not even different. It's just, I just want to make sure so that somebody doesn't listen to this now and mistakenly think that, no.
I'm screaming.
Just in case.
I just said, I have morals.
That's actually fair. But
okay, we are definitely dragging it on. We are getting to 43 minutes. I don't love that.
Okay, well, I don't know.
All right, guys. Yeah, that's all we have for you guys this week. But you also have our other episode, the real Amibor interlude that was meant to come out back then. So yeah, enjoy and have a great rest of the week. Bye.
Bye.